Hello, I'm Joseph Pearce, and amongst other things, I'm editor of the St. Austin Review, a Catholic cultural journal which aims to reclaim the culture. We've been published now, I've been editor since the first edition, way back in the month of 9/11, September 2001. So we're now in our 22nd year, and I'd like to tell you about the new issue. So, what's new in the St. Austin Review? The new issue, the July-August issue, is winging its way to the printers as we speak. I'd like to just go through the content of the next issue in the hope that perhaps you will consider subscribing to this good old-fashioned Catholic journal. It's published in print, in other words, actually printed and not merely posted online. So if you're interested in discovering more, go to staustinreview.org. That's Staustin. Review.org, so Saint as opposed to Saint Austin as in Texas, review.org, not com. So staustinreview.org to find out how to subscribe. So just tell you what, that each issue, it comes out six times a year, has an individual theme. So the theme of the next issue is Women and the Word, the Feminine Voice in Christian Culture. We always have a beautiful work of art on the cover, and for this particular issue, it's Our Lady of Sorrows by the contemporary Catholic artist Gwyneth Thompson-Briggs. As for the content, I've written the editorial on the theme, as I do in every issue. And then we have theme articles, so Words and Femininity by Sister Marie Alet Burgess. And then we have an article, A Mighty Voice for Virtue, Hrotthvita's Paphnutius and the Baptism of Classical Drama, that has to win the award for the most tongue-twisting of titles. Hrotthvita, if I'm pronouncing her name correctly, which I'm probably not, was a medieval female dramatist, and her play is Paphnutius. So that is described by Jackson T. Hearn, the author, as the Baptism of Classical Drama, so medieval drama by a female dramatist. And then we have an article by Donna Spivey Ellington, a wonderful Catholic historian. And her article is Echo of Celestial Harmony, Music and Incarnation in St. Hildegard's Letter to the Mainz Prelates. That's, of course, St. Hildegard of Bingen. We then have a couple of articles on Jane Austen. You couldn't have a theme issue short in Women in the Word, the Feminine Voice in Christian Culture, without Jane Austen being represented. So the first of those two articles is Jane Austen and the Gratuitous Gift of Eucatastrophic Reality by John Paul Hile. Eucatastrophe, of course, was the sudden joyous turn in the story that the word was coined by J.R.R. Tolkien. So how does that sudden joyous turn in reality play itself out as a gratuitous gift in the works of Jane Austen? And then the other article or other essay on Jane Austen is asks a question. It is a good memory unpardonable? Jane Austen answers her own question. So how does she answer that question? Well, subscribe to the magazine. That essay is written by Robert B. Grieving. And then there's a regular feature by Elizabeth Pham, and she just merely echoes the theme of the issue with a wonderful poetic piece on the feminine voice in Christian culture. We then feature a young female artist in our regular full colour art feature, The Art of Praising God. A young painter rediscovers the roots of Western Christendom. The Art of Praising God, a young painter rediscovers the roots of Western Christendom, so focusing on the work of the young German artist Hildegard Hagerbock. And basically, she's, going back to the medieval roots of art. And then we have The Bird on the Cross, Maturation and Marriage in My Antonia. That's, of course, the novel by Willa Cather, and that essay is by Brian Byerly. And Charlotte Osterman gives us an essay on Dorothy L. Sayers, A Mind in Love. Dorothy L. Sayers, of course, great Christian writer of the 20th century and translator of Dante, as well as being the author of the Lord Peter Wimsey mysteries and a correspondent of C.S. Lewis, etc. Dorothy L. Sayers, A Mind in Love by Charlotte Osterman. And then the final theme related, no, not quite. Then we have translated for the first time a poem by an 18th century German female poet. And it's the title's Gethsemane, and it's translated by Brendan D. King. And then in our regular music column, Musica Donum Dei, Susan Tracy, our music columnist, focuses on Jean Demessieux, musicien extraordinaire, so on a French musician. Then back to, and then on to our regular features, Tuning My Life, Tuning My Words to the Word by regular economist Donald DeMarco. He's a philosopher, and his essay for this issue is The Seven Life-Giving Virtues. And then we have a regular movie column, our film column, Faith on Film. And our regular film columnist, K.V. Turley, gives us an essay on James Bond, 60 years on. And then we have a regular science feature by the Spanish scientist, Manuel Alfonseca. Science versus Scientism is the column. And in this issue, he asks the question, is science opposed to faith? And then another regular column is Ruminatio by William Fahey, who is the president of Thomas More College of Liberal Arts, who are the academic sponsor of the St. Austin Review. And his regular column normally deals with philology, etymology. He's a classicist. But in this particular issue, it's that his essay is merely called Bayonets! Exclamation mark. A call to battle, perhaps. A call to arms. And then we have a short story, a very interesting short story. I won't tell you anything about it. It's called Ashes by Dismas Gregory. And then we have three book reviews to finish things off, almost. In the beginning was The Word, an annotated reading of the prologue of John. That's a book by Anthony Eslin, reviewed by Lewis Marcos. And then Subverted, How I Helped the Sexual Revolution Hijack the Women's Movement by Sue Ellen Browder, reviewed by Veronica Arntz. And finally, Times Square and Other Stories by William Bayer, reviewed by Marie Dudzik. And on top of that, there's probably six or seven new poems by contemporary Catholic poets in the issue. So again, please do consider checking out the St. Austin Review, or better still, subscribing to the St. Austin Review. And you can check out the St. Austin Review by going to the website, staustinreview.org. staustinreview.org. Okay, hope to see you as one of our subscribers. And until then, God bless. Bye-bye.